Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have a conversation with a younger you, with the person you were before you got saved? Well, this podcast is solely about that. So welcome back to the Charks. I'm your host, Chad. Been thinking about doing this podcast for a couple days, and just wanted to have a conversation with the old me. So this is Chad interviewing Chad. So I start off by introducing who I was before I met Christ and who I am now. So my identity now is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a brother, but more importantly, I'm a child of the Most High, and I'm loved, I'm forgiven, I'm chosen. Royal priesthood, chosen, and I'm so grateful to be forgiven. But I do have a past, I do have another side that still fights with my new nature, and I'd like to have a conversation with that old nature today, tonight, whenever you're listening to this. So, Chad, how long have you been saved? Well, you see, I've been saved since I was 13. So up until then, I pretty much was a sinner. Typical child / teenager. And came to know the Lord at a young age. But didn't really start following him until I got older into high school and college, and you know, my relationship with the Lord didn't really start growing until after marriage. Marriage has changed me, it's developed me, it's made me see things differently. And because I wasn't born saved, I have a fleshly side that has come out several times, and I still have issues with that. And if I could ask myself one question as I was younger, this was what it would be. If I could change anything about my past, what would it be? And this is one of the many, and that would be my introduction to lust, because that really changed the trajectory of my life. And although I'm really grateful from what I've learned in recovery, I am scarred and wounded in so many ways because of this sin. And it has been a challenge, a daily challenge. I've been sober now for about a year, and I'm super grateful that I have friends and family that care enough to ask me about that. And some people shy away, some people don't even want to talk about that, but I'm not the man I used to be, and I'm not the man I want to become either. I'm somewhere in between. Now, I will say this, life has a different meaning to me today than it did 10 years ago. 10 years ago, my goals were so different. I didn't have a child back then, and I wasn't even married. And my thought was I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to go into Hollywood, pursue my dream of being famous. I actually did that. I did a bunch of movies growing up, home movies, and then I did some stuff at church, and actually did some casting interviews with some big people, and no one you would know, but spent over $1,000 in this dream, and it never came to pass. And I feel like that was all part of God's plan, because he didn't have that in store for me. He didn't want me to become an actor. He wanted something different. As I got older, I realized that and started to pursue another passion I had, and that was ministry and church planning, and did that for several years and loved it. Met some wonderful people, and still have great relationships because of that, and it taught me so much. It showed me who I was and who I didn't want to be and where I am now. And man, those were some fun times. Those were some fun memories. Of course, in the recent years, I've been trying different jobs and fell into a couple careers that I've thoroughly enjoyed. But that's not who I am now. You know, as I started, I said that I'm a child of God. My identity is solely found in Jesus. And I wake up now with a different passion. Yeah, I have a job. Yeah, I'm a delivery guy and I deliver chips, but my mission is not to put chips on a shelf or on a rack. It's to share the love of God with everyone I come in contact with. And in the recent 5 years, I have traveled and met more people, I think, than in my whole life. I've been to several different cities and even a few states, not only in my life, but in the recent months, and I have met so many different people. Just met a guy named Rob, which, parenthetical thought, could you pray for him, please? That is far from the Lord. Used to believe in him, but doesn't anymore. And you know, I've been thinking about him since the moment I met him. We've been having conversations about God and heaven and hell, and that is what I get up for every day. And you know, I have another passion now. I have my wife, I have my daughter, I have a sweet little dog who's laying at the feet of me right now, and I can't imagine my life without them. I love coming home to them. I love spending time with them, and I believe God wants me to be a great husband. He wants me to be a great dad, and that's what I strive to be. You know, I strive to get up every day and go to work and be disciplined and do the best that I can, not only for my boss, but for my family, for my future. And if you would ask me 10 years ago, where would I be today? I would not have said where I'm at. I would not have even thought about it. And if you ask me where I'm going to be 10 years from now, I don't know. But I do know this. I want my relationship with God better, stronger, deeper. And I want to still be married to my beautiful wife, Roxy. I still want to I'll be showing my daughter the ways of truth. And you know, I think about, if I did not get saved at 13, where would I be? Who would I be? I definitely wouldn't be in church. I probably would be doing something in the movie world, whether it be editing or acting, More than likely something behind the camera. I remember at a young age, I believe I was still in high school, I did a tour and a, what do you call that, career day with Channel 12. And I loved it. I really thought that was going to be my future. I really thought I was going to pursue that. Don't know what happened, but obviously God had other plans for me. And now looking back, I don't regret it. Again, I went to college, a Christian college, and I met some of the greatest friends. I just spoke to one the other day that went to school with, and man, it was a basically a dream. And man, I just love sharing these moments with you, with the viewers, listeners. So this interview with myself has been eye-opening. I would challenge anyone listening to consider a relationship with Jesus. Again, if I never got saved, I don't know where I would be with my addiction, with recovery. Probably would have been married and divorced by now, probably remarried, probably a couple kids. And I'm grateful that I'm not like that. And you may be in that situation. And the beautiful thing is there's restoration. You know, with God, there's healing. And He can still use you. He can use your situation in a mighty way. You just got to let Him. You got to be open. That way, in 5 years, you can be sharing your story. You can be having a conversation with yourself, wondering where you would have been if it hadn't been for grace. I got this idea from one of my latest podcasts called The Grace of God. I was looking for a picture and posted it on my podcast. I was like, you know, grace. You know, God's grace. Greater than all my sin and shame. So who am I? I'm not Timothy Chad Marker. I'm not even the Charks. I'm a child of God. I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm no longer a sex addict. I am a saint worshiper. And I'm so grateful that I can say that today. Again, I don't know where I'll be tomorrow. I may be gone, I may be in heaven, but if I'm not, I'm going to be going and tackling Friday with the eyes of Jesus. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for being a loyal fan, and I challenge you to go back and listen to some of my old podcasts. I need some more views. Anyway. Love you guys. Have a wonderful night. God bless.